All right, the hour of 7 o'clock having arrived, I'm going to call our meeting to order. Thank you for your patience and flexibility in this brand new amazing technology that we are using to conduct our meeting tonight. Big shout out to our tech folks who are making this happen. The clerk is going to call the roll, and we are going to proceed through our agenda like normal.
Chavla.
And just a note on roll call, supervisors, you will be unmuted by staff. You will say present, and then you will need to mute yourself.
Okay, we'll start over. Chavla.
Here.
Chavla present. Chenoweth. Chenoweth. Absent.
No, sorry, it's not alphabetical. She doesn't have it.
I see. Chenoweth here. Blasius. Blasius.
No, it does. It makes me.
We'll mark Blasius absent. We can come back. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Blasius here. Danner.
Blasius.
Gotcha, Bill. Danner. Danner.
Here.
Danner here. You could just unmute everybody and we'll just have everyone be quiet. No? Okay, never mind. DeGarmo.
Here.
DeGarmo. DeGarmo here, Downing. 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 No, no. Okay. So the problem, just so everyone listening, is it finding and unmuting is taking a while. Why don't we come back to Downing? How about Doyle? Doyle. Is Doyle unmuted? Doyle.
Here.
Well, here. Erickson.
Here.
Erickson.
Present.
Erickson here. Jones. When I call your name the second time, that means you were unmuted.
Here.
Jones. Jones here. Kiefer. Keep, hold on. Kiefer? Kiefer, can you unmute yourself? Kiefer.
Here.
Kiefer here. Kilmer.
Here.
Kilmer here. Canole. Canole. Supervisor Canole, try to unmute yourself.
Canole present.
Canole present. Krause. Krause, try unmuting yourself if you can. Krause.
Yes.
Krause here. Yes. Kuhn. Kuhn absent. Levin.
Levin's here. Thank you.
Levin here. McCarville. Carville. Carville, unmute yourself, please.
Yep, here.
Carville here. Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. Nelson. Nelson.
Here.
Nelson here. Nguyen Hilfiger. Nguyen Hilfiger. Nguyen Hilfiger here. Peters. Peters. Peters here. Ratcliffe.
Here.
Ratcliffe here. Rip.
Here.
Rip here. Rit.
Here.
Rit here. Rusk. 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 Sorry. Paul, are you there?
Rusk.
I don't know what to...
They keep jumping around.
I'm here. Sorry.
It's not your fault, Paul.
It's on our end.
Stay up. Stay up absent. Shower.
Here. Shower here.
Shower here. Thank you. Schrellenbach. Schrellenbach absent. Stubbs.
Here.
Stubbs here. Veldrin. Veldrin.
Present.
Veldrin here. Wegleitner. Wegleitner. Wegleitner, unmute yourself, please. Wegleitner. Wegleitner.
Here.
Welcome back to Wegleitner. Wegleitner here. Young.
Here.
Young here. Audette. Audette.
Here.
Audette here. Baird. Baird.
Here.
Baird. Thank you. Baird here. Bollig. I'm trying to mute. Supervisor Bali, try to unmute yourself, please. Bali.
Bali here.
Bali here. Buckingham. Buckingham here. Eicher.
Here.
Eicher here. 32 present, 3 absent.
Did we get Downing?
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to Downing.
Okay. Downing is here.
Downing here. Okay.
Wonderful. Well, I think that was the longest it has ever taken us to do roll. Supervisors Schwellenbach and Kuhn indicated that they would be absent this evening. At this point, I would like to call on Supervisor Chavla for our inspirational message for the evening. And unmute yourself and give your inspirational.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello, board members. We are in the beginning of a crisis like we've never witnessed before in our lives. The next few weeks will be a real test of the strength, character, and resilience of our community. It has been encouraging to see everyone helping each other out. Let's hold on to the spirit as our patience wears thin and the situation potentially deteriorates. I want to applaud the tremendous response of our state and local governments who are leading the coronavirus response. Our county board chair acted swiftly to ensure our meetings are open and accessible. Our mayor and county executive acted in unison to rapidly implement social distancing while maintaining essential government services. Our county clerk has been working hard to make sure everyone who is eligible to cast a ballot can do so and have it counted. And I just got my absentee ballot in the mail today. The heroic doctors, nurses, first responders, delivery drivers, and grocery clerks have stayed calm and composed and put their community first to provide food, shelter, and health. As elected officials on this board, there are urgent messages that we need to convey to our community in one unified voice. Listen to Madison-Dane County Public Health. They've been providing frequent updates and statistics and indispensable life-saving advice. Even though you yourself may not be in a risk category, by social distancing, you are protecting the most vulnerable among us who may not be able to protect themselves. Following these guidelines is an act of deep patriotism and shows your love for your neighbors and your community. Our country and our county are closer to the beginning rather than the end of this pandemic, and we have myriad challenges ahead of us. How will we help our neighbors who are homeless and housing insecure find food, shelter, and medicine? How will we protect the children who depend on our schools that serve as a vital safety net for them? How can we protect the inmates, officers, and staff of the county jail from contracting coronavirus while still keeping our community safe? How will we help our neighbors who own the restaurants and shops and the many service workers who are always there with a smile and a hot meal and a cold drink after a long day? We must not forget the tremendous economic toll this will take on those who can afford it the least, living paycheck to paycheck or with no paycheck at all. This crisis will show the strength, agility, and cooperation of our state and local government board members and constitutional officers. When we are all on the same ship, rowing our oars in unison, we can protect everyone in our community. We will always be stronger together. We will always lift each other up. We will always rise to the crisis. This is who we are as Americans, regardless of the color of our skin, our country of origin, or the neighborhoods we live in. We will always be one nation, resilient to bigotry, resilient to selfishness, and knowing the synergy of our common purpose will always lead to greater good for all of those around us. Let's rise together for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
The United States
of America.
To the
Republic for which it stands.
One nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Tavla, for that wonderful inspirational message. And I have to agree wholeheartedly with your message. And congratulations to all of us on making it through a remote group Pledge of Allegiance. We are now on to special matters and announcements. First up in our special matters and announcements is our county executive with an announcement and presentation regarding the hiring freeze due to the COVID-19. We're unmuting you at this moment, and you should be able to address us shortly, County Executive.
Yes.
You can hear me now.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Eicher. And Supervisor Tavla, thank you for your inspirational message. And thank you, members of the County Board. In a matter of a few days, the world as we know it has changed dramatically. Most of our activities have been curtailed almost completely. We have taken aggressive, potentially life-saving measures that are necessary, but they come at an economic cost. Since the coronavirus began to take hold in the U.S., markets have plunged, businesses have closed, and people have lost their jobs. Small businesses will bear the brunt of the economic fallout, which will mean reductions in all economic sectors. Dane County's budget will be one of the casualties of this crisis. Sales tax and investment income are two key revenue sources that will certainly suffer. At this time, we cannot predict the duration of the mitigation strategies that have and will be implemented, so it is difficult to make predictions. But according to the Department of Administration, 2% growth over last year's sales tax collections would leave a budget variance of over $3.8 million. Depending on the duration of the mitigation strategy, and given the strong possibility of a recession to follow, this variance is likely to increase. In recent years, investment income has been a bright spot in our budget. The 1.5% to 1.9% earned in 2019 produced approximately $2.25 million in revenue. Comparable rates this week are at about 0.25%. If this trend continues for the balance of the year, the impact will be an additional revenue reduction of approximately $1.4 million. These are just two of our most significant revenue sources, but many other smaller sources will be impacted also. Parks revenues, Heritage Center revenues, zoo concessions, and the like will all take a hit while society feels the impact of the coronavirus. It's in this context of challenges that cannot be readily measured that I am announcing to you tonight, pursuant to Chapter 29.52, Paragraph 19, a freeze on most county hiring. The freeze will not apply to positions that are critical to our response, such as janitorial, sheriff's deputies, 911 communicators, election staff, staff at Badger Prairie, child protective social workers, and positions within county enterprise funds, such as the airport and solid waste. Other positions will be subject to an appeal process to help prioritize the most critical county functions in the context of reduced resources. This freeze will be administered by the Department of Administration and will be effective immediately. And both Chuck Hicklin and Greg Brockmeyer are on the line tonight also and available to answer questions. In closing, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our amazing county staff who have risen to the occasion and are working to ensure that critical county services continue as we band together within our community to address this unprecedented challenge, a challenge we will face and overcome together. Thank you, Chair Eicher and members of the County Board.
Are there any questions, Supervisors? If you have a question for the County Executive or either of the DOA staff, you can drop that into the chat feature and you will be recognized. And there is one, Supervisor Stubbs.
Hi, thank you so much, Chair Eicher and Executive Parisi. My question is about the AEC director. Is it a freeze for that position?
No, it will not. That is in this instance, this is considered a critical position, given the fact that we need to remain flexible in regard to what we end up doing with grounds of FEMA.
Thank you.
Other questions for the county executive on this topic? Okay, seeing no other questions on that, it is time for announcements. Does anyone have an announcement? If you wish to give an announcement, please drop that in the chat feature and you will be recognized. All right, seeing no announcements, I have just a few, mostly pertaining to tonight's meeting. You all received an etiquette document about how this is going tonight. Just a reminder that you should be at mute on all times unless there is a roll call vote or you are called on by the chair. You will be responsible, supervisors, for muting and unmuting yourself. Please remain on mute as there is background noise, and as many of us have learned in the last couple of days with these remote meetings, there are any number of things happening in the background of people's homes as we, you know, navigate the new work from home normal. Hopefully we won't hear any dogs barking this evening, although if we do, I completely understand. If you have a question tonight or wish to speak on an item in the agenda, please use the chat feature, the bubble in the right-hand corner, to ask the question. You will then be recognized. This is for official business only. And just a reminder that this is a public record and will be recorded as part of the meeting. At this point, we will move. Oh, I have one other announcement. Given the tech challenges and newness of this tonight, unless there is an objection, I'm going to have everything recorded as having passed unanimously. I will, of course, as normal, ask for separations and then also ask for objections. If you wish to be recorded as voting differently on a certain measure, please drop that in the chat feature at that time when we get to that agenda item, and we will have that recorded in the minutes by the clerk. So moving on to section C, we have approval of payments. Bills over $10,000 referred to the county board. Is there a motion? Supervisor Nelson, try unmuting yourself.
Nelson moves approval of the bills.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second by Doyle.
Thank you, Supervisor Doyle. Is there any discussion? If there's discussion, please drop a note in the chat. Seeing none, I will have these recorded as having passed, have this recorded as having passed unanimously. All right, approval of the county board minutes. Is there a motion?
Nelson moves approval of the minute.
Thank you, Supervisor Nelson. Do I have a second?
Second by Doyle.
Is there any discussion on the minutes of the March 5th County Board meeting? Seeing none, I will have the passage of our minutes recorded as having passed unanimously. We are now on to the consent calendar. Are there any separation? Well, we have items F1 through F7 in front of us, and I do have some registrations. Okay, so I am going to separate resolution or item number 2 on the consent agenda, but on the items F1 through F1 and then F3 through F7, Are there any other requests for separation? If so, and nope, none in the chat feature. So on items F1 and then items F3 through F7, I'd like to have those recorded as having passed unanimously without objection. And there is none, so those are passed. Oh, 1 second, hold on. Okay. Resolution 540 is a writ absent. Yeah. Make sure the clerk has that.
Yep.
All right. And we are now on item 2, which is 2019 resolution 515. This is the award.
Okay. Is everybody else still there? Oh.
No. Yep.
Miles is still here, but it seems like Chair Eicher fell off the meeting.
Hello, guys. Are we there again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. We're back.
One quick moment. We're gonna three-way in this call now. Here.
Okay.
Now dial the number, please.
9. This is Sawyer. Hi, this is Chair. Oh,
give just a second for them to get together here. Is everyone there?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your patience. So we have you as registering as wanting to speak on item resolution 515. You have 5 minutes to address the county board on this item.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Let me know whenever time begins.
Yep. Time starts now.
Hi there. My name is Sawyer Johnson. I've lived in the city of Madison for the past 4 years, but I've lived in Wisconsin for my whole life. So I actually don't have a comment to make on the item that I listed, but given the mess of everything and folks really not having time to assemble some kind of item on the agenda, we figured it was best to put a couple thoughts out there in kind of any way that we had available to us. So what I wanted to bring up tonight.
Sawyer, excuse me. I'm going to have to. This is not pertain to this agenda item, and so it's inappropriate for you to continue your comments at this time. So thank you so much.
It does pertain to it, though. Yeah, it does actually pertain to.
Given no other registrants on item 5 or resolution 515 on item F2. Is there any other discussion? If not, what is before us is the committee's recommendation, and without objection, I'm going to have that recorded as having passed unanimously. Wonderful. We are now on to, let's see, ordinances. We are looking at item 1, 2019-OA-38. This is amending Chapter 15 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances regarding participation in administrative agency meetings by telephone or electronic media. The Executive Committee took action on this earlier tonight and passed it unanimously. Without objection, I'd like to have this recorded as having passed unanimously by the County Board. At this time, if there is an objection, please drop that into the chat box. Seeing none, that will be so recorded. Thank you. On to resolutions. We do have some subs in here. So the first resolution here is 2019 Resolution 482, authorizing the execution of a lease of land for aircraft hangar use at the Dane County Regional Airport, lease number DCRA 2019-12. Do I have a motion on sub one?
Nelson moves sub one to Resolution 482.
Thank you, Supervisor Nelson. Is there a second?
Second by Doyle.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on Resolution 482? And then on sub one, I'd like to have sub one recorded as having passed unanimously. Seeing no objection, sub one is before us. I have a motion on the Resolution 482 as amended by sub one.
Motion.
Oh, so sub one is before us.
There's no objection.
Yeah, there's no objection on sub one. I'd like to have it recorded as having passed unanimously by the board. There's no objection. Moving on to resolution two, resolution 512 was amended. Do I have a motion on sub one? I do have a registrant on this, and we will call that person into the meeting at this point right now, and we will take comments. All right, Al, you have 5 minutes to address the county board on resolution 512, authorizing the tax deeding of tax delinquent properties.
Hi, yes. Actually, I'm going to speak about COVID-19. Something needs to be done about the Dane County jail population.
Unfortunately, healthcare is
not being adequately provided for the incarcerated population. You guys are doing nothing for these individuals.
Thank you. All right, on Resolution 512, do I have a motion Thank you, Supervisor Nelson. Is there a second?
Resolution 512.
Second by Doyle.
Supervisor Wegleitner, you can unmute yourself. And just a note that we are discussing Resolution 512, tax deeding of tax delinquent properties.
I'm trying to unmute myself.
Yep, you're good.
Hear me.
Yep, we got you now.
Supervisor Wegleitner? Supervisor Wegleitner, you keep muting yourself. You should be okay now. Supervisor Wegleitner.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move to refer this back to personnel and finance. I'm concerned about proceeding with tax foreclosures at this time, given the pandemic.
So your motion is to refer this to personnel and finance?
Yes.
Is there a second to Supervisor Weglantner's motion?
Second by Doyle.
Is there discussion on Supervisor Weglantner's motion to refer Resolution 512 back to personnel and finance?
I would like to speak to the motion, Madam Chair. I realize that I believe I was at the Personnel and Finance Committee meeting. It feels like a very long time ago at this point. And I'm not sure how many of these properties, there are actually people living in these properties. And I think at this point in time, it would be helpful just to re-refer this resolution to allow some time to figure out what the implications are for people who may be housed right now, to make sure that they're not, pushed out during a serious, economic downturn. And re-referral would allow some time to get that information from the treasurer and see what parcels could proceed or should not proceed.
Thank you, Supervisor Weglantner. Supervisor Miles, and I believe you have a question for staff. So if the County Treasurer Gallagher could be available for a question as well. Supervisor Miles, to be good.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe I saw him in the list of those present. So I would just like him to address Supervisor Weglantner's concern. It's an awkward thing to be considering at this time, but just want to, maybe he can inform us of the process and if any delay in this, if it were to pass, would he have the discretion of not moving forward with these, or should we proceed with sending it back to Kenny?
I would be fine sending it back to committee. When we went to committee before, it was well before this recent issue, health issue. I know that I actually had a similar concern when we started going through all this stuff over this past week. I'm like, oh my goodness. However, the good news is if this does pass, you're basically saying take them, but I can still work with them to get them caught up. And many of these do not have people living on them. Some of them are just strips of land. Some of them are commercial parcels that are vacant and building inspection issues with. But I'm fine with sending it back to committee.
Thank you. Yeah, and I assume that you had some discretion there. But regardless, I would support re-referral. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Miles and Treasurer Gallagher. Is there other discussion on re-referral? Supervisor Stubbs. Supervisor Stubbs, please unmute yourself.
I have.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. I agree. And thank you, Supervisor Weglantner, for making those comments. Thank you, Treasurer Gallagher. I think it's the absolute right thing to do given the pandemic. And I do know one of the individuals is one of my constituents, and I spent some time after the meeting talking to Treasurer Gallagher. I think anytime we can give this absolute exception to our constituents in Dane County, we should. So I support re-referral.
Thank you, Supervisor Stubbs. Is there other discussion? Supervisor Veldren. Supervisor Valbrun. Supervisor Valdrin, are you unmuted? Supervisor Valdrin is having some technical issues, but he put his question in the chat. So Supervisor Valdrin's question is, how long will this take until going back onto the PNF agenda? It can be referred to the next meeting, which I believe will be at the end of March. Is there any other discussion? Erickson, Supervisor Erickson.
The only thing I was going to say is the treasurer, thank you, Treasurer Gallagher, for providing a list of these properties and what district they're in. The only other thing I was going to comment was if you could also provide a list of the commercial properties and strips of land versus a situation where it's somebody's home or an actual home of a citizen. That's all I was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Erickson. Any other discussion on the motion to re-refer Resolution 512? Seeing none, on the motion to re-refer, Clerk, what is going to be the easiest way on?
To state there's no objection, it'll be re-referred
is
to.
Is there any objection on re-referring this item to Personnel and Finance? If so, please drop it in the chat function. Supervisor Miles? Supervisor Miles, did you have a comment? Okay. So without objection, this is going to be re-referred. Resolution 512 is going to be re-referred back to Personnel and Finance. Great. Thank you.
All right, Madam Chair. Now... I was just trying to get to the mic. I was just giving a comment back to Supervisor Erickson's request about the strips of land, and I was just noting that the strips of land in the list do not have a parcel address, so you know which ones those are.
Thank you, Supervisor Miles. All right, moving on to item M, items requiring a two-thirds majority for passage. We have items M1 through M7, and without objection, as we have any requests for separation on items M1 through M7? Seeing none, seeing that these also require two-thirds majority for passage, I would like to have these as recorded as having passed unanimously. And seeing no objection, they will be so recorded. We are now on to item N, special order of business, and we do have a special order of business this evening. It's item 1, 2019, Act 389, declaration of emergency in Dane County. And I will need a motion and a second on this.
Nelson moves Act 389.
Second by Doyle.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on Act 389? Seeing none, I will have item 1, Act 389, recorded as having passed unanimously by the Dane County Board. Under item O, such other business as the County Board is authorized to conduct by law. We did have a few other registrants for items that were not on our agenda this evening. Catherine Briggs, Brittany Calix, and Annika Lee. There was also a registrant, Nicole Johnson, who had registered on item I'm sorry, Resolution 515, but that had already been approved by the time that they had registered. At this point, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Second by Doyle.
And I will have our motion to adjourn as recorded as having passed unanimously without objection. And I see none. We are adjourned. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you to our IT and our staff and everyone who made this meeting possible. And please be safe out there, folks. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks a lot. Good work, everybody.